Good morning. It's, what is it? 8:17 a.m. on September the 28th, 2014, a Sunday morning. No, it's not 1914. 2014. Sunday morning, 8:17 a.m. Just make sure that it looks like I'm recording. Yep. So, there's another bonus picture today with a smile. That's probably the fakest smile I've ever put together, but a smile. Eventually I saw what John was talking about, the first picture I took. I was looking at the camera trying to figure out, is this working? Does this work? Is this going to work? And of course it did. But my smile of, aha, success, was perhaps a little bit late. It's a gorgeous morning, 54, light breeze. What are the mare's tail? Stratocirrus clouds? I think so. So we got some mare's tails going on up there this morning. And, well, according to this, I was like 17 minutes on the first mile, so that's with the extra picture. So I'm not going to complain. Of course, I had Oingo Boingo. Moving my feet this morning, so I was moving right along. Hustle my bustle. I didn't sleep in particularly late this morning. It was like 6 o'clock instead of 5 o'clock. Not a bad morning. The sprinklers woke me up when they hissed into life immediately outside the window. Man, I was tired last night. That's even after taking a nap. 9 o'clock, I was out for the count. It was pretty staggering. Of course, I took my pills on time, and I was tired to begin with, so the medications kicked in and said, you're going to bed now. And rather than fight it, I did. So I think I had a good night's sleep. I'm still thinking about the caffeine thing from the other day. Reading an article about caffeine. And how long caffeine stays in the body. I'm gonna have to do a purge just to see. I was talking about it yesterday about getting some herbal teas. I'll have to go over to Adagio and see what they've got for interesting herbal tea. The difficulty is that if I take out coffee, about the only other thing I drink is water, and I've never been one who's been able to get up in the morning and enjoy a glass of water. And I shouldn't be drinking a lot of fruit juice, because that's got as much sugar, if not more, as carbonated soft drinks. I had 2 cans yesterday of carbonated soft drink. ounces, which is just over, well, almost 300 calories. That was bad. That was very bad. I have to go to the grocery store today too. Basic staples are running out. I got some chicken to grill for dinner, but it's other stuff that we're running out of. I need to replenish. So maybe I'll go this morning. If I can postpone it until tomorrow, that would be pretty good. Although tomorrow's walk is going to be late anyway, because I'm not going to be able to get out before I have to take the kid to school and then off to therapy. So it'll be 9 o'clock or later before I even get out to take the walk tomorrow. The number of people I'm seeing with phones held up to their heads while they're driving. It's becoming more and more common instead of less and less common, and I'm not exactly sure people finally stopped paying attention to the hands-free driving law here. Because I'm pretty sure there's a law that says you can't have your phone in your hand while you're driving, texting and driving is illegal in Colorado, I think. I think they call it the distracted driving law, I'm not sure. It's not something I do, so it's not something I paid that much attention to. I'm working up a sweat this morning, holy cow. Beautiful morning for a plane ride. Private pilot going. I assume he's a private pilot, he's a small craft. Light aircraft heading west toward the mountains. Great day for a quick look along the mountain range. The 6th annual Colorado Cheese Festival is going on today. I should, I'd love to go over. I'll have to see how the day goes. Wife is not doing well this morning, and I suspect the kid was up way too late last night, so she's not going to be getting up anytime soon. Post. So I really don't have anything on my mind today. It's I've started playing on Elo, and honestly, I'm not sure why. It's an interesting platform. There's no public. It's really probably the most social of social media, because there's no public stream. There's no incentive to post spammy stuff, because the only people who will see it are the people who are already your friends. Walking around cars. So it's pretty bland. It's pretty blank. It's Evo said it feels kind of Tumblr-ish. It does have that sort of feel to it. It's there's no enter button. Figured out. And it's like, okay, that's what I want to post. How do I do it? And the answer is, you've already done it, pretty much. At least with comments. On posts, you have to actually execute the post, and you can have separate paragraphs. But it's kind of... I have a suspicion that it's going to be something like Twitter, where you have to get enough people in your timeline to have it worthwhile. And they have to be enough interesting people in your timeline to have it worthwhile. And so far I've contributed, other than a few comments, pretty much nothing. My wife and I are still catching up on Heroes. I don't even know which chapter we're on anymore. I can't figure out why I'm continuing to watch it. I think part of it is that at this point I'm watching it for writing. The stories themselves are kind of finishing. They do the thing that irks me, and that's that they'll have a plot twist for the sake of a plot twist. It's not a plot twist that's any kind of meaningful. It's not a plot twist that's any kind of telegraph. It's sort of like, okay, well, we got to have something different happen now, so how about this? And they do it. And then they follow that for a while, and then they say, oh, well, now we got to have something different happen now, so how about this? Okay, fine. It's the same problem I had with Wool. It was, he used the Oh, no, it's not. Gimmick. Six times? Five times? Six times in a row? Oh, this is what it is. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, this is what it is. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, this is what it is. Oh, no, it's not. Oh, this is what it is. No, it's not. I used it so many times that I got to the end and I thought, oh, okay, no, it's not. And I turned the page expecting to find him doing it again because it just was so, by that time, so lame. And it's like, okay, the writing is okay. Technically, the story is, for me, unacceptable. He pulled the rug once too many times. Or maybe twice too many times. I don't know. So when it came time to read the next story, I said, yeah, maybe not. Thanks anyway. There's plenty of people who like his work, buy it. I think he doesn't need my 99 cents. I read a fantasy book. I finished it a little while ago. Yeah, right now I'm reading Ed Robertson's Outlaw Star series, first book, which is pretty awesome. But I finished a fantasy book. It was a short one. It was probably 40,000 words. It was about 2,000 locations on my Kindle. And it was actually a pretty cool story. It was a portal fiction where a guy gets sucked into someplace else. And where he gets sucked into is out of some alternate world and into a college where he befriends a adjunct professor and then takes him back to the middle Earth-like world to help save the kingdom. Now, it was actually a pretty cool story, and I liked the characters a great deal, but there was so much info dump. There was just so much info dump. And a lot of it was not really necessary. It's like, yeah, okay, yeah. But I didn't really care. And it didn't really matter to the story. It didn't really make that much difference. And for that reason, I didn't go on. And it was short. Oh, it was so short. It's like, no, I liked it. Not well enough to fall down the rabbit hole. Let's see, I'm almost at the back gate. 35 minutes. So divide that in half, it's 18 and some change. Okay, so 17 and some change. 36 minutes would be 18 miles, 18 minutes. So yeah, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.